Good morning, everyone. It is August 25th, and I say the day because we are winding down Packers training camp here on the Daily Green 19 podcast. And Tom Silverstein, my co-host, I don't know what day it is most of the time. I thought today was going to be Wednesday. I thought today was Wednesday.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but no, it is Tuesday, and the reason that matters is because it's the day before Packers off day, and they are heading back to Lambeau Field. And we'll start there, Tom. This is their second practice in the stadium. It is their first of two this week. And, you know, their first run through, you know, they finally got their hands on sort of this ambient noise that the league has provided. They also pumped in their own music, trying to get a feel for what it sounds like, how to operate in that way. And Matt LaFleur actually had said they turned it up too much that first go around. They hadn't installed any silent count thing. So here we are, practice number two. We just learned that the Minnesota Vikings will not have any fans at US Bank Stadium for the opener. And so now we know the Packers are going to open the first three games of 2020 with zero fans. So, what do you expect, or what, I mean, aside from the actual practice, it feels like this noise, lack of noise thing is a pretty important element to these week's sessions at Lambeau.
Yeah, I was interested what Rodgers thought of it. So I asked him about it yesterday, whether he thought the noise that they used was going to be about what it would be in Minnesota. And he kind of indicated that it was louder than what he expected. But I don't know if we know that the NFL has picked a soundtrack yet for every stadium, whether they finalized that yet. But I did think during that practice, I thought that was a good feature. It was just sort of a low kind of a, like there were, it was like a timeout in a game. You know, there's still people talking and cheering, but it's just, you know, steady, low amplification. So I think that'll bring an element to the game that's good, mostly for the viewers, but maybe for the players too. I don't know if they'll need to use the silent count. I'm guessing they want to keep teams from having to do that, and they'll keep the decibel level down. But you sort of have seen it in the NBA where they use some kind of crowd noise and you hear the organ playing every once in a while. I think that kind of stuff, is good for the game.
Yeah. It's what's funny is I think Aaron even gave us the level that they can go to. Yeah, he said a max of 85.
Yeah. Yep.
And the reason that I think is interesting, Tom, is clearly stadiums, indoors or outdoors, top that. You know, and they've practiced. I think they someone on my feed had mentioned that they thought, you know, they pumped the Don Hudson Center up to nearly 100, you know, to try to get ready for some specific road games. And, of course, Packers fans feel like the Vikings have artificially inflated their sound for years. So, yeah, no doubt. I'm curious who the staffer is going to be, Tom, who has to have the decibel meter in US Bank to make sure that the Vikings don't violate. Because now that there's no fans, it's actually easily measurable.
You know, whatever they do, it's not going to be near as loud as, you know, what it would normally be. Not even close. I mean, so I don't think there's a lot they need to worry about there. I think it'll be, you know, I just think it'll be decent. And I don't think they're going to have a big problem with it.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it is entertainment. And if it provides a little bit of something for the broadcast viewers who literally are their only captive audience, it makes all the sense in the world for the players to just sort of have to adjust to it. So, well, exactly. Speaking of adjusting and getting on the field. So to recap briefly, the Packers, just a walkthrough on Monday after a long physical practice Sunday. They have an off day tomorrow. So Tom, you opened this by thinking or saying it's going to be a long physical day again. So what are you thinking we're seeing out on Lambeau Field today?
Yeah, it's funny. That's what I thought it was going to be yesterday. I thought he was going to go back-to-back physical days. But, you know, you think about it, that's not his MO. And so yesterday was a walkthrough, and now I think he can crank on him pretty good, you know, because there's a day off. So I expect this to be one of their longest, most physical practices. And maybe there'll be some scrimmaging at the end again with the twos and threes. So I anticipate this being a good practice to watch.
And it'll be interesting to see if Jair Alexander, Za'Darius Smith, who have just coming off some issues, actually participate in that regard. You know, if maybe they get the pads on, but just only do individuals and avoid contact. So that'll be interesting to see. Be sure to follow all of our social media feeds. You know, at Jim Ozarski, at Tom Silverstein, at Ryan or Olivia, at by Ryan Wood, and at Pete Doherty. You know us by now. Tom, another thing I thought was interesting was, you know, Roger said that they kind of worked in some deep shots. So a couple days ago, they finally pushed the field, and there was some success there. And Aaron said that there was a combination of things. One, he kind of, you know, said he went back to 2010, found something in his mechanics. But I thought perhaps more interesting was he said they implemented some plays that Matt kind of came up with the day before, the night before. I texted him and we're like, yeah, let's give it a shot. And it worked. Mm-hmm. That's kind of fascinating because we've been talking about, you know, when they transition from kind of install and some of the stuff to more tighter game plan things. I don't know. I what did you make of that? I thought it was interesting that they just kind of, maybe it wasn't that willy nilly, but it yeah, I thought it was interesting.
I took it in the context that Rodgers was talking specifically about his performance. Now, what you said is true. They tried some things, but you know, what I got out of that was that Rodgers felt like he wasn't playing that well. And so he went back. He either went back or happened to be looking. I didn't quite get that. I would have liked to know more about it. But he went back to 2010 and saw something. And since then, he has been playing pretty well. I mean, his throws have been on. He's been... I just think he's been way more accurate. And
yes.
I don't know, you know, you could speculate what did he come up with? Well, it's possible that he came up with, that he's throwing off his back foot maybe, you know, I don't know if I still see him doing that, but I think that's a possibility. Maybe just be more patient. I'm not sure, but whatever the case, he has definitely been throwing the ball better.
Yeah. I mean, the accuracy thing is big, Tom. I mean, when we broke down these practices in the Facebook lives and even some of the notes over at jsonline.com, one-on-ones for receivers not playing well or not connecting. I mean, you know, the ball's got to get to them, and there were a lot of incompletions or, you know, and so, yeah, the last couple of days, far more accurate. And now, obviously, for sure, I think we're all going to be dialed into the footwork and seeing if that's, the most noticeable change, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. You know, kind of driving forward, if you will.
Exactly. By him saying that, too, it's like, OK, now I'm going to be looking for something.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? What is it that's different? I didn't notice anything different just watching him the last 2 days. So. It's kind of intriguing now, you know?
Yeah. And just finally, because this is an earlier practice, so we're going to cut this one a little short, I guess, Tom, I'm looking for, especially if they go live again, or, I want to see, you know, some of these defensive play, like can Rashawn Gary put together another really good all around practice in pads, yeah. You know, after flashing in pass rush and some run D, again, stacking it. And then I'm also going to put it on Marquez Valdes-Scantling again. It's okay. Is Kevin King, you know, they're going to get physical, right? Are you going to do it when they're kind of, you know, bumping you a little bit? So those are two guys I'm looking forward to if they really go at it today.
Right. And, you know, I want to see You know, we've seen, like you said, Valdez-Scantling have a couple of good practices. Who else can do that? I mean, we've seen a couple guys, you know, have decent practices. You know, I want to continue to watch Kamal Martin. But, yeah, I think we kind of talked about it yesterday. What we're looking for are individuals to stand out.
Yeah.
And when you put the pads on and you go into Lambeau Field, that's when guys should show their real, you know, who they are. And so I think we'll know a lot more after today's practice.
And speaking of, be sure to, you know, after practice, go to PackersNews.com. Olivia Reiner will host our daily Facebook Live wrap-up. So she'll have it's her and I don't know if it's Ryan today, but one of us will be there with her outside of Lambeau, breaking all of what happened down. Of course, subscribe, JSOnline.com, PackersNews.com, download the app, turn on the push notifications, and you'll get everything and anything you need from all of us here from Lambeau Field today. So we're going to head right out now to see practice. So for Tom, I am Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.